Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is actually Christmas Day, the 25th of December, 2022. Happy Christmas to everyone. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. What does Christmas mean? We need to make it personal, I think, for us to have a deeper meaning this Christmas. When we look at the real meaning of Christ coming among us, which is another way of saying God has come among us and has taken on our life from very birth up to his death on the cross. We need to look at it and see what is important about it. I met a Muslim one time who said to me that he could not believe that God would come among us as a human being. He said, it's impossible. Why would God do that, and how can God do that? I tried to explain to him everything that's been created by God. Now, why are we saying God can't do this? Why are we limiting God? He found that it was a great insult to God, who is all-powerful. It was a real contradiction in terms. I tried to explain to him that it is also insulting to God to limit him. It's an abomination, really. Limiting God to say he can't do something. Making the coming of Jesus personal is not necessarily to look at all the events and circumstances of his birth, or to get too carried away with the romanticism of it, or even the pity we may feel for the poverty that Mary and Joseph had, that they had to go to a stable where animals were and to give birth to the Saviour of the world. But what's important is that they never lost faith in God. They didn't understand, but they never lost faith. They trusted God all the way, Joseph and Mary. We admire those great examples of faith on behalf of Mary and Joseph. But there is even a bigger point to Christ's coming among us. Christ is that part of us that's like God. We are all made in God's image and likeness, as Genesis, the book of Genesis, tells us. Therefore, we have it within us to be like Christ. We look upon Jesus as God, become man. He's both human and divine, but he is like us in all things but sin. We too are human, with a touch of the divine in us. The great examples of the divinity that is in us all is especially when we do great acts of kindness and fraternity and oneness with our fellow human beings and for great causes on the earth. Our divinity shows itself in forgiving one another, for instance, and in asking for forgiveness. Our willingness to help other people is a sign of the divinity of God in us, the nobleness of being patient in sickness and then with our problems. We wait for Jesus in our lives to show himself in the events of our lives. This is where we show that we are more than human. In fact, we have a touch of the divine in us. From our births, we are slowly manifesting the Jesus in us through these acts that I have just mentioned above and many more. And in fact, we have great examples gone before us with the martyrs and the saints who have done just that and have been Christs to the world and have shown their divinity in their self-sacrificing and steadfastness to the very end, even to vicious deaths at the hands of violent people. The ultimate act of love is to lay down one's life for another. Example being Maximilian Kolbe in the Second World War prison camps, who gave his life for the sake, for the freedom of a man with a young family. This is being Christ, and we have the ability to do so. So this is what we are celebrating at Christmas. So though we are celebrating the birth of Jesus, we jump forward now to his death. And why that is important. Sometimes it's difficult to understand how is the death of Jesus on the cross saving us from our sins. The best way to explain how Jesus has saved us from our sins is in a little story. A man who owns a big, beautiful house has a son who is very friendly with a little poor boy in the neighborhood. And they are playing football together on the lawn. And the poor boy kicks the ball, and the ball goes straight through the window of the big house. The poor boy is alarmed and ashamed and doesn't know what to do because he has no money to pay for that. And he is very depressed. And the son of the big rich man goes to his father, the owner of that house, and explains to him what happened. The father, who is very good, he said to his son, "Here is the money, the price of replacing that window. Take it to that boy and tell him, come to my door and I will accept it from him. And that should relieve him of his guilt forever after." So that is exactly what happened. The son brought the money to the boy and he came to the big man's house, knocked on the door. He broke down crying, saying, "I broke that window, but here is the price for repaying it. I am very sorry." And the father of the house, of course, accepted it gratefully and took the money back. So here we have an example of what it is to say that Jesus sacrificed himself for us to be free of our guilt. This was the sacrifice. And Jesus' death is the sacrifice, the price that's paid for our freedom. The man of the big house is God, of course, and the little boy, the poor boy, is ourselves. He represents all of us. What can we do about it is a follow-up question as well. We give because we are grateful. We help the poor because we are grateful. We visit the sick because we are grateful. We work as missionaries because we are grateful. We avoid indulging in endless fantasies like sin, pleasure, that only make us lose all that has been done for us, freedom of our guilt, the place in heaven as Jesus has done. The great act of kindness of God to come among us, to take on our human nature and to live a life like us. But the important thing is that he loves us so much that he is willing to die for us as he did on Calvary. Let us not be afraid of the challenges of our lives. They only help us to live a better and more authentic life. May the child of Bethlehem help us to see, reflected in the face of God, those who suffer, in the sick, the poor, the unemployed, the marginalized, the migrants and the refugees, and in all our sisters and brothers who occupy this earth with us. May God bless you. Have a beautiful and happy and holy Christmas day. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center, signing off now and wishing you the blessings of Christmas.